Good morning.
We're on the bottom of your Dalarim base. Shaul was Ben Zoma. Since we mentioned Ben Zoma, Samara mentions two questions they asked Ben Zoma. Ma'al v'sluse kalba. Are you allowed to spay a dog? Shaila is that the Torah says that you're not allowed to castrate male animals, and it says it in the context of the mumim that hassle an animal for a korban. But since we learn that it's not only for korbanos, but any animals you're not allowed to castrate. So how about a kelev, which has no connection at all to korbanos? Because even the mechir kelev you can't use for a korban. So maybe a kelev is so far removed from korbanos that there's no issue in castrating it. That's one way of learning. And others learn that, the question was, how about animals that are not kosher? That can't possibly be used for korbanos. The question applied to all non-kosher animals. Omer Lahem, Uva Artzachem Losasu. Kol Sheba Artzachem Losasu. Says, anything that exists in the land, you can't castrate. So it's also across the board. That pasuk is an extra pasuk, and it not only doesn't apply to animals that were possible to bring korbanos from, but all animals. It's a shaila whether animals that don't grow on the land, sea creatures, are you allowed to castrate them? So some shittas hold that you're allowed to. Another shittas hold that it includes everything, even including things in the sea.
What about a collective castration?
A goy. Not also for the goy, but you can't, Amir Lachum was also, you can't tell the goy to do it for you. So there are all different shailas about castrating an animal, pashtus, you can't have a goy do it for you. But spaying a female animal is a different shaila, because shaila where it's only also with the Rabbanan, also in a Torah, spaying a female animal is a machlokas, whether it's in a Torah or only the Rabbanan. And there's sometimes a terim to give the animal to a goy and let the goy do it and then give it back. But a male animal is that head doesn't fly. Okay. Shaulus ben Zoma, another shy. Let's see Rashi. Shaulus ben Zoma, mal the sruse kalba, hoil the sirus ksivetzel mume korban, the kelev afilu khalifa vasil in his beah, mishum mechir kelev also the source. So that's Rashi learns that Shaila was specifically to a dog because it's far removed from being a korban. And other Rishonim learned that the question was on all non-kosher animals. Okay, the second question I asked Ben Zoma, Vesula she'ibru ma'al l'koin gadol. A woman, Rashi, learns two ways. One is, Vesula she'ibru, Rashi, v'hi omera she'imtzula besulin. She claims, I'm still a besula, but she's pregnant. Is that possible or not? So, inami, or another possibility, koin gadol nasa. Koin gadol married her, thinking she was a besula. He knows she's a besula. V'lo yada she muberes, but turns out she was pregnant, but she's still a besula. He can remain married to her. Mishum besula me'avi. A kohen gadol has to marry a besula. He's not allowed to marry a woman who's not a besula. So the fact that she's pregnant, does that preempt her from being a besula or not? And there's two ways of learning. From Rashi is mashma, that even if she had relations, but somehow she remained a besula, which we'll see how the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Michai shinon l'deshmuel, right? Do we take Shmuel into consideration? What did Shmuel say? Domer Shmuel, Yochel ani livol kama be'ilos b'lo dan. It's possible to have relations and the woman should still remain a besula. Okay? Ol dilma de Shmuel lo shchicha. Or maybe what Shmuel said is not shchiach, not people, most people can't do that. And therefore, if she's pregnant, she's probably not a besula. You can't believe her. So the way Rashi learns, Rashi says, Yochla nilival shugayaboki ba'atoya. He was able to maneuver the bia in such a way she didn't become not a besula. Bezunami nivelis, okay? And she also got pregnant that way. So the way it seems from Rashi, the shaila is like this. The woman for sure had relations. The shaila is, do we believe her she's still a besula or not? But if she is a besula, she's kosher to a kohen, even though she had relations. Most Rishonim learn, Achronim, that can't be. It's clear that if a woman had relations, even if she still is physically a Besula, she's not a Besula. and she's also to a Kohen. So the Shaila is different. The Shaila takes in consideration what the Gemara is going to say now. It's possible for her to get pregnant without having any relations. So if she claims to be a Basula, and we know for sure she's pregnant, do we say that she probably got pregnant without relations, right? Bambak, that's what Gemara says. Gemara says, Omer Lahu, so Ben Zoma told them, Dishmuel Oshriach, you're not choshish for Shmuel, that a person can be boil and the woman should still be a basula, that's something unusual. The Chayshin and Shem and Babati Ibra, that we're afraid that she got pregnant in a bath, that the sperm was deposited in the bath and went into her and she became pregnant from that, artificial insemination. So, and therefore, she's really a basula and she never had relations. So, some Rishonim learned the Gemara took this into consideration in the beginning, and that was a Shaila. Is she pregnant from relations and because it's possible to be pregnant from relations and still be a basula? Or no, she got pregnant this way. If she got pregnant through relations, then she's possible to a Kohen. Right? But from Rashi's Mashma, that the Shaila was, is it possible for her to still be a basula and be pregnant from relations? And if she is, even if she had relations, if she's still a basula, she's kosher to a Kohen. But most Achron and Rishonim learn not like that. In any case, there's a Rabbeinu Chananel who learns a third way. He learns the Shaila has nothing to do with a Kohen Gadol. The Shaila is legabe her leida. If a woman got pregnant ba'ambati, so she never got pregnant the normal way, when she gives birth, she's not tamei leida, which has repercussions, implications for women who get pregnant through artificial insemination when they give birth. They're not tamei leida. And if they're not tamei leida, then you can't give a bris on the eighth day. It's only a woman who's tamei leida, like a cesarean, the bris is not on the eighth day on Shabbos, if it falls on Shabbos. So it's according to this Rabbeinu Chananel, a woman who got pregnant from artificial insemination or IVF, right, and has a boy, the boy can't be mild on Shabbos. I don't know if we pass next to Rabbeinu Chananel, but that's definitely, I don't think we're in Choshish for it, but in any case, that's what he says. There's also a shaila of who the child's child is. The person who deposited the sperm, or the father, well, I guess the father is not a shaykh, or the mother, and if he has no father. Right? Can you only have relation to a child through relations? Or no, just the fact that it's the sperm of the person. The Gemara says that Ben Sira was born like that. His mother got pregnant from sperm that Yirmiyahu HaNavi deposited in a bath. And it's considered Yirmiyahu's son. Nafkamina is somebody who gives birth through artificial insemination from the husband. Is that considered his child? He's Mekayim Puruvu, or is not Mekayim Puruvu? It's not his child. Okay. Hi, Gemara says, V'omer Shmuel, kol shichle zereshenu yorek echeitzenu mazras. How could a woman possibly get pregnant from zera that was in an embati? Shichle zera that comes from a person, but it's not yorek echeitz. It just drips out, but it doesn't come out with force, can't make a woman pregnant. Mara says, mi koranam yorek echeitzali. No, that means that zera, which came out the chatchila, right, dripped out and didn't come out kecheitz, can't make a woman pregnant. But this zera could be, when it came out kecheitz. Therefore, it's even though right now she's not getting pregnant from that way, she can get pregnant from that zera. It's the quality of the zera, not the act that either makes her pregnant or not. The quality of the zera. Rashi. Bambati, kli shirotsim bo kol aguf. Bambati is a bath. Bathtub. The yesh lomar, she tiach shom odam shichva zera v'nichnas miel. Somebody left his zera in the bath, and she used that same bath water and became pregnant. Mi karak, she yotzis min ha'odam. Any zera that when it originally came out with force, can later make a woman pregnant, even if it's not force. Okay. Tang Rabban. Maisa Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Sha'omir al Gav Ma'alu Baharabayis, Vero ben Zome, Velo Omer Mufonav. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was standing on one of the steps of Harabayis, and Ben Zoma saw him, and Ben Zoma was younger than Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, and he didn't stand up for him. Omer lo me'ayin ula ayin Ben Zoma. Ben Zoma, where are you coming from? Where are you going to? Like, you know, vei to you, Ben Zoma. I was meditating on the upper waters and lower waters. He was still in this Indian of the Pirate, Maisim Bereshis. L'mayim ha-tachtonim. V'ein bein zelo zelo sholosh etzbos uvad. And I came to the conclusion there's only three etzbos distance between the upper waters and the lower waters. Sh'ne'amar v'ruach Elokim rachefes al-pnei ha-mayim. That the Ruach Elokim was hovering over the waters. Ki yom nishim rachefes al-baneha. Like a dove that hovers over its children, there's a slight separation between them. So he said there's a slight separation between the upper waters and the lower waters, whatever that means. They ain't no gas. Doesn't touch, they're separated. V'omer lohen Rabbi Yeshua the Talmidov adayin ben Zoma mivachutz. Ben Zoma's still on the outside. He's, still, says Ben Zoma was the one who was nifka. He still hasn't gotten back his senses. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Nichti, the Ruach Elokim Rachefes al Pnei Amayim, Eimas Havei B'yom HaRishon. Right? When was this pasuk that he's trying to bring a ray of how the upper and lower waters are situated? That pasuk was talking on the first day of creation, before the waters were separated. Havdolah B'yom Sheni, they weren't separated until the second day. Hu Dahavoy, Dechshiv Ayim Avdil B'Mayim L'Mayim. And therefore, his diuk is no diuk. He's bringing a raya from before the waters were separated, how they were, to after they were separated, how they were. So the Maisa, how much is there a separation between them? And all this, again, I don't know what he means talking about. But what the upper waters are, lower waters are, I don't know what they are, but whatever it is, and what the separation, three etzbos or whatever, doesn't obviously mean literally. What it means, I have no idea. The Kama, Omer Avach, Bar Yaakov, Kimole Neima. In actuality, there is a hair's breadth between the upper waters and the lower waters. Rabbanan Amre Kiguda de Gamla. And the Rabbanan say, like the distance between planks of a bridge, they fit together almost snugly, but there's a little separation between them. Marzutra Visem Ravasi Omar Kitre Glime de Prisi Adori. Like two garments that you put one on top of the other, there's a very slight separation between them, but basically one lies on top of the other. The Amri look at Trey Kosi de Schifi Adodi. And some say it's like two coverings, I think, that are put one on top of the other. Okay. Okay. Rashi. Me'ayim la'ayim, me'ayim tovo ve'ein libcha torut. Where are you coming from? Where are you coming from? Where are you going to? In other words, you seem to be very obsessed. That's why you didn't notice me and stand up for me. So what are you obsessed with? Tzofa ha'yisi mizbonin ha'yisi ma'isa b'reishis. I was busy contemplating ma'isa b'reishis. I didn't notice that you were there. Ve'ein b'neihem b'mokum chibur and mokum kishrei kipas harakia b'karka. The place where the sky meets the earth. That's how Rashi learns. Mayim alyonim, mayim tachtonim. Right? There's a space of three etzbos between them. Guda the Gamla, Kishimasadrin, Lavachim, Shogesher, Zue Tzuzu, Yefsha Shalote Revach Ben Osayim, the Chen Glimi, the Chen Kasi. But when you put planks one next to the other on a bridge, it's impossible there shouldn't be some separation between them. And the same thing goes with when you put two garments one on top of the other, there's a slight separation. And the same thing with the, I guess it's cups, one cup inside another cup. Yeah? Cups? Yeah, one cup inside the other cup. Schufin kfufin, okay. Acher kitzets benetios, now the Gemara is going back. Acher went into Pardes and he cut the plants there. I mean, since we're comparing it to an orchard, he basically ruined the orchard. He became an apikoros. All of Akosav Omer, al titin es picho lachti es besorcha. Don't let your mouth cause you to sin. In other words, through his contemplation of these esoteric things, he came to kfira. Mahi, what happened to him? Chosem mitachron disyavale reshuse lemesav lemichtav zach besod Yisrael. He saw mitachron. Mitachron is the chief malach, kibiyochel the Rav Hashem's right hand man. And some say mitachron was Chanoch, who was taken out of this world when he was a tzaddik gomer and transformed into this malach mitachron. Some even say that you can't say the name mitachron. But they what's it called? Shorten it to metat or whatever. Even though I'm not a student of Kabbalah or Malachim's names, but it seems to me a total isser to do such a thing because it's not the Rabbanu Shel Olam. You can say the Rabbanu Shel Olam's name. Not to be able to say a Malach's name gives the Malach status to be Yochel of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Therefore, I hold you should bedavka say. I think some people say not say it because not because I've covered for the name Metatron, but because of the fact that if you invoke the names of Malachim, you may get into trouble. But we're not on the Madrega to invoke anybody or anything, so it doesn't make a difference. But to not say it because, like, you don't say Shem Hashem is borders on Avodah Zorah. So he saw Metatron, Disyoveli Rishusa, the Mesa, the Mitzvah Zachlisa. Metatron, in Shemaim, everybody stands. Malachim all stand. They don't sit. But Metatron's the exception. He has a right to sit by the Rabbanu Shel Olam and write the Zechuyos of Klal Yisrael. Again, whatever that means. Omar Gemira de la Mala lo Havia lo Yeshiva velo Sachrus velo Oref velo Ipui Shemachas v'sholem beiz v'shuyosei. So he said, I see that Metatron's allowed to sit down. Yet we know that Lamala, no one's allowed to sit down except the Rabbanu Shel Olam. So maybe Metatron is another Rishus. In other words, there's two gods. And Metatron can also sit down. The Rabbanu Shel Olam also sits on a kisei. So the Rabbanu Shel Olam sits and Metatron sits and everybody else stands up. So maybe there's two Rishuyos. Afkul, so they took out Metatron to show Elisha ben Avuya that he's no better than anybody else. Umachyu shisin pulsin inura. They beat him with 60 whips of light. Some say, why 60? Some say 60 is just an exaggeration. It's a number the Chazal used for a lot. And others say that 60 is, in this world, you get 39 Malkas, because it's three times the age when you become Chayiv and Malkas, at least for a man. 3 times 13. B'dinei Shemayim, you're not Chayiv till you're 20. So 3 times 20 is 60. I guess that's most Rishonim say just an exaggeration. And so they hit him. There's two reasons they hit him. One is to show Elisha ben Avuya that he's just a regular Bria, gets hit also. It's not the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And secondly, because he caused Elisha ben Avuya to become an apikoros, you've caused somebody else to sin. It's also something wrong with you. You should have taken in consideration that he shouldn't have sat in front of Elisha ben Avuya. He said, why, when you saw him, didn't you stand up for him? That's what's it called? Why didn't you stand up for Elisha ben Avuya? So he was given, or I think it's the opposite. Why didn't Elisha ben Avuya stand up for him? I'm not sure who's what's anybody have. Why Metatron didn't stand up for Acher? Okay, so the Gemara says though, Nitanle, what's it called? Now he was given permission to erase the Zechuyos of Acher. Okay, but why should he be given this the Rishus of erasing the Zechuyos of Acher, right? Acher didn't do anything wrong. He did something wrong. More mashma that Acher didn't stand up for him. Second, so he says over here. Why didn't you stand up in order not to make him make a mistake to think that you're a god? That's a pshat. Not stand up for a covet for him. Right? Why didn't you stand up and not give Acher the impression that there's two gods? Okay, and therefore, what's it called? The Metatron was given the Rishus to erase the Zechuyos of Acher. Okay, not 100% sure why those two things go together. In any case, and Yotz Abasko, and once he erased his Zechuyos, Abasko went out for Amra Shuvu Bonim Shovim Chutz Me'Acher. That everybody can do tshuva except for Acher. Omar Hoel v'Itrid, Hahu Gavra, so Acher said, he heard this Baskol, which implied that he can't do tshuva, and some say that everybody can do tshuva. But it meant he can't do tshuva meira. They're not going to accept any more tshuva that's not full. Acher could have done tshuva me'ava, full tshuva, but a partial tshuva wouldn't be accepted from him. So the Gemara says, so Acher heard this, and he said, since I'm pushed away anyway, me'ahu alma, I lost my olam haba, late book lisani bahama, let me at least enjoy this world. Nofak Acher letar busra. So he went off the derech. Nofak Asher zona tova. He went and found the zona, and he propositioned her. Amra Leva, Lav Elisha ben Avuya, she recognized him. She said, aren't you Elisha ben Avuya? Okar Pugla mi Mishra b'Shabbos. So he pulled out a radish on Shabbos to show her that he's not Elisha ben Avuya. He's Michal Shabbos. The Yoivan, he gave it to her. Amra Acherhu. She said, must be somebody else. So she coined the term Acher. That's where he got his name, Acher. Shoal Acher is Rab Meir. Acher asked Rab Meir, La'acher sheyotzel letar b'surah, after he went off the derech, Omer le may deceive gam ezeh le'um azeh osra elokim. What does it mean that God made this opposite this? What's it talking about in Koheles? Omer lo kol mashu baruch kodesh baruch hu baruch kenegdo. Whatever the Rabban Shem created, he created things that were parallel. Bara harim, bara gvos. He created mountains. He created parallel to that hills. Bara yamim, bara naharos. He created oceans. He created rivers. Omer lo Rabbi Akiva rabchel omer kach. So Acher said to Rabbi Meir, you're Rabbi Akiva, didn't learn it like that. Ela bara tzadikim, bara rishoyim. The Rabban Shem created everything, good and bad, parallel. He created tzadikim, he created rishoyim. Bara gan eden, bara gehenim. Created the gan eden, created gehenim. Everybody's born with a potential for two shares. One in Gan Eden, one in Gehenna. It can go either way. Echad be Gan Eden, vechad be Gehenna. Zoche tzadik, notul chelko vechelik haver be Gan Eden. If the tzadik is zoche, he gets his chelik in Gan Eden and the Rosh's chelik in Gan Eden. Mishchayiv Rosha, notul chelko vechelik haver be Gehenna. The Rosha gets his chelik in Gehenna and the tzadik's chelik. Chor, why? So some say because for every tzaddik, it's harder to be a Rasha. And for every Rasha, it's harder to be a tzaddik. So a tzaddik who was able to overcome the influence of this Rasha in the world deserves his chelik in Gan Eden. He lost it anyway. And you made it harder for me to be a tzaddik, so I get your chelik too. And the Rasha, every tzaddik makes it easier not to be a Rasha. Because there's an influence, a good influence in the world. So if you're a Rasha, despite the fact that it was extra tzaddik, you deserve to get Gehenim connected him too, that you weren't mushba from him. Omer Misharsha, my kro, gabi tzaddikim ksiv lochein bi'artzom mishne yirshu. You'll get double. Mashman, they get two portions. Gabi rishoyim ksiv u'mishne shivron shivron. Same thing, double destruction. Rashi, Acher kitzes benetios kilkel ve'ives kishenichnas leparades umekatzitz hanetios. He went into the parades and he destroyed it. In other words, he became an apikoros because of it. Lefisha dima also betchilas advarim lenichnas uleparades noket lishin lekitzes benetios. It follows the marshal, just like going into this esoteric realm was like going into a parades. So being destructive is like destroying the parades. Lo amida lo garcina. We don't have it in the Gemara anyway. There's no standing. There is standing up there. There's no sitting. Lo oref, the bechol tzideim yeshalem ponim. There's no back and forward in the spiritual world. Right? There have faces all around. Right? In other words, it's not a physical place that has back and forth and up and down and sitting and standing. It's all standing and all encompassing. Ifui ifus, no tiring. Pulse makas mako, hit him with a pole of light. Puglet's known as a radish. Mimesha, if he pulled out a radish from the bed, and gave it to her on Shabbos. Okay, shol acher is Rav Meir, acher shiotzer tar b'sra. Acher asked Rav Meir, after he went off the derech, he asked the following question. May deceive lo yarchenu zohav uzechuchis usmurasa klipaz. What does the pasuk mean that you can't compare it to gold and to glass. Right? What are we talking about? Amar lo elu divrei Torah shekoshen l'doshen klizav. It's referring to Torah, which is as hard to acquire as it's hard to acquire gold, uklipaz and golden kalim. V'nochin la'avdam kichlizuchukis, but they're easy to lose like glass. You can, they're hard to acquire, but if you don't watch it, you'll lose them, like glass. Omer lo, Rabbi Akiva, Rabchalo, Omer kach, so Acher said to Rabbi Meir, your Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva didn't learn like that. Elamak kli zov u kli shchuchis, afo bishnish bu yeshlam takona, just like kli zov and kli shchuchis, if they get broken, you can melt them down and remake them. Af tamad chacham, afo bishnisorach, yeshlo takona. A tamad chacham, even if he went off the derech, he can come back. Omer lo, afa tocha ozeris. If that's the case, then you can also come back. Omer lo, kvar shamati me'achorei pargo tshuvu bonim shov v'chutz me'acher. I heard from behind the curtain, in other words, I heard from Shamayim, a baskol, that I don't have the ability to do tshuva. What? I guess so, yeah. This Zona coined his name. V'nochin la'abdan rashi al yedei shikha. You can forget them easily if you don't review them. Tana Rabbana Maisa Ba'acher Shoyerochi V'Alasus B'Shabbos V'Hayu Reb Meir Mahalich Acherav Lilmo Torah. Right? And the Gemara discusses later how Reb Meir could learn Torah from Acher if you're allowed to learn Torah from an Apikoros. Right? How are you allowed to do that? Pashas, you're not allowed to learn from somebody like that. Reb Meir was an exception, the Gemara says. So Reb Meir was walking after him. He was riding on a horse on Shabbos, and Reb Meir was walking after him to learn Torah. Omer lo meir chazor lacharecha shekvar shiarti bikvei susi ad kan tchum Shabbos. I figured out from the horse's, footsteps, that we've reached the end of tchum Shabbos, so you better go back. You can't go any further. I'm already in Apikoris, off the derech. Me, it doesn't make a difference. And they say that because Acher stopped Reb Meir from being Mechal Shabbos, he was zocher that his name should be mentioned in the Mishnah, Elisha ben Avuya, in Pirkei Avos. Not in the wrong. The Gemara is always mentioned as Acher. There is mentioned Elisha ben Avuya. Omer lo afatoch chazor bach. He said, you want me to go back? Maybe you should go back too. Go back from your derech. Omer lo v'lo kvar marti. I already told you. Kvar shamati me'achorei apargu. Tshuva bonim shov v'chutz me'acher. Takvei, so what's it called? Reb Meir grabbed Acher. Aile le be'i medrash. And he dragged him into the base medrash. Omer lo li'anuka psokli psukecha. Okay, so this we'll leave for tomorrow because it goes on to the next lamed. In any case, Tosus over here brings a long thing of why Acher went off the derech. So Gemara over here says he went to Pardes and he got all mixed up and destroyed the Pardes. But the our Gemara in Kedushin says that he saw terrible things and it made him go off the derech. He saw that the tongue of Chutzpitzah Maturgaman, who they killed, the Romans killed, and a pig was dragging his tongue. And here was his tongue was the thing that he excelled in, and then that was to be dragged by a pig. He saw a father tell his son to go up and get some eggs from a nest, and he was mekayim the mitzvah of shluach hakein and kibud av va'em, and he fell off the ladder and died. Both of those mitzvahs, the Torah promises arichas yomim, even though the Gemara says arichas yomim means in olam haba, not in this world. But Acher didn't learn it like that, and he went off the derech. And then he brings down a Yerushalmi that, what's it called, that that was on the day of his bris, that his father, Avuya, invited all the rich people of Yerushalayim to the bris and all the Talmidei Chachamim. And the rich people were dancing and singing and eating, and the Talmidei Chachamim were learning, and a fire came and surrounded them, like we learned before, fire of Matan Torah. And he was so impressed with that he said, if that's the power of Talmidei Chachamim to bring fire, Min HaShemayim, I want my son to learn Torah. And since his whole dedication to Torah was Shalom Lishma, his foundation was no good, so that's how it ended up. That's why it says, Tov Achris Dover Mereshiso. The end is good when it comes from a good beginning. But if the beginning is no good, you could change the beginning. You could do tshuva. But if you don't do tshuva, and you build it on that crooked foundation, then everything that comes from that's crooked. And that's why all the other things that he saw in a crooked way. And when he went into Pardes, it was all crooked. Because it was built. When you're built on a crooked foundation, everything else is crooked too. So all those other things emanated from that. The other thing, the other Gemara says that when Acher used to get up from the Beis Medrash, little books of Greek philosophy and what's it called, and Greek poetry would fall off his, like, you know, people have comic books and their Gemara, whatever. So he had the comic books in his Gemara too. And that's what made him Acher. Another thing it says, when his mother was pregnant from him, what's it called, she ate something that was Asur Mishum Avodah Zarah. And it had an effect on the embryo. Okay, it says, and he brings down that when Acher died, right, he was dying, and he told him he could do tshuva into the last minute, and he sighed and died. And Reb Meir said, I think he did tshuva. And in the end, the last minute, Acher did tshuva, and from that point on, it says that there was a smoke that came out of his kever, Reb Meir Davin, that he should gladly get out of Gehenim and be brought to, and because of his Torah, they had Rachmanis on him, and they took him out of Gehenna. Okay, that's a long post, so you can look it up.